Lift High the Cross is one of my most favorite hymns, so much so that I chose it at the procession at my ordination for the diaconate at St. Paul's just about 16 years ago. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. And during this last year, when our service could only be live streamed and we couldn't have acolytes present, I asked George if it would be all right for me to carry the cross instead. He readily agreed. So it has been my joy to lift high the cross as we processed in and out of our services each Sunday. The cross has always been significant in my life. When I was six, I was very ill and in Children's Hospital in Boston. I had been there for 11 days in isolation, with my parents being allowed short visits and having to wear gowns, gloves, and masks to enter my room. On one of such occasions, the doctors warned Mom and Dad that I would be going in what they called a crisis time that night, and the doctors weren't sure if I would survive. Of course, I didn't know that. When the nurse was ushering my parents out, I called them back and said, "Wait, let me draw you a picture." I drew three crosses on a hill and handed my picture to my mom. I remember doing it, but I have no earthly idea why I chose to draw that picture. And of course, my parents didn't know what to make of my drawing. My mom told me much later, when I was older, that she and my dad sat up all night at home clutching my picture, hoping that it was a reassurance that I would be all right, but also fearing it might be preparing them for the worst. That incident will always remain a mystery to me. There is mystery, too, in the passion story we just heard this evening. Because of the power and complexity woven throughout everything we just heard, there are a lot of theological questions with deep emotions involved. Three crosses on a hill. This is the night when we are called to remember the cruelty of the cross of crucifixion. Only in John's gospel is it explicitly stated that Jesus' mother stood at the foot of the cross, together with Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene, and the disciple whom Jesus loved. Tonight, we stand with Mary at the foot of the cross. The cross may stir many emotions in us as we contemplate what it means for each of us to share Christ's passion. But maybe in reality, in our everyday lives, most of us don't think of the cross as a way to punish someone, as a way to kill a human being. Most of us think of the cross as a religious shape, a symbol, nice and clean, and not much beyond that. We think of the cross as a pretty thing, maybe even a piece of jewelry, brass or gold or silver. We wear crosses around our necks or as pins. We make crosses of palm branches. But in Jesus' day, the Romans used crucifixion as punishment. It was a cruel, brutal form of punishment. People died on the cross from suffocation, from asphyxiation, from being deprived of air as their hanging bodies crushed their lungs. It brings to mind an image far removed from pretty crosses. The only thing beautiful about the death of Jesus was that he was willing to die. His life and death were acts of love. We know that pain is real. We know that as a human, we can feel pain. Jesus' death on the cross was his final act as a human. He experienced pain just as we do. We can't fully understand Jesus' death. Was it an act of sacrifice, a sacrifice for our sins? Was it an act of intercession? Was it the final statement of his humanity? I am here. I am real. I am one of you. Or was it the first statement of Jesus as God? I am here. I am real. I will always be with you. Though Good Friday is a day of great sadness, our liturgy, even on this most mournful of days, is also already a liturgy of resurrection, as all liturgies in the Christian traditions are. Even in the darkest hours of our church and our personal and communal lives, we live our lives as Christian in the knowledge of Easter. This is central to our faith. Not merely looking backward at all that led to this moment, but living in the resurrection by accepting Easter and resurrection as our present and our future. This is the truth this year, as it was last year and every year, no matter how normal or abnormal the circumstances of our world during this pandemic has become. Good Friday last year felt more Good Friday-like than most. But this year, we see a ray of hope with better treatment for COVID-19 and the millions of vaccinations already dispensed. We know more than ever that we need Christ's presence in our lives. And as we continue to move forward day by day in our lives as believers, in our lives that truly are always underwritten and laced through with the beautiful truths of resurrection, day in and day out, we also get to imagine a resurrection for the world. Just as the Christian year never skips Good Friday, but always proceeds to Easter, neither can we forget our time of quarantine and pandemic before we move forward toward new hope and good news. This moment in history feels unprecedented. People say this over and over. The unprecedented COVID-19 lockdown. But if we want something truly unprecedented to follow on its heels, we have to believe that more is possible for us and for our country. We have to believe that we can bring about the world Jesus showed us was possible, a world of truly, radically loving our neighbor. At the cross, we see God's utter commitment to a world so often ambivalent to that love. The cross communicates the deepest and profound truth of the Christian tradition. You are loved by the God whose eternal power is love. When you fail to feel it or receive it, you are loved. When you buck against God's embrace like a 2-year-old's late afternoon tantrum, you are loved. when you avert your eyes from the Lord's outstretched arms and the cross, the most perfect expression of love, when you turn your gaze from it, from him, you are loved still. This day we behold our God, our Lord, who loved his own to the point of death. We see again in the agonizingly beautiful continuation of a sacrificial life solely lived in and through love. Perhaps this year is when we truly meet Jesus on this day, in the midst of a pandemic in the year 2021. There will be a resurrection. That's the promise. Lift high the cross. Amen.